AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donoghue.
We are gravely concerned by the widening hostilities in the Middle East and their potential to engulf the entire region in a humanitarian and human rights catastrophe.
Liz Throssell is with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. While the fighting goes on between Israel and Hezbollah near the Lebanese border, a senior administration official tells the AP Iran is preparing to imminently launch a ballistic missile attack on Israel. This is Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We're, of course, tracking events in the Middle East very closely, and the United States is committed to Israel's defense.
White House officials did not immediately offer any evidence backing its intelligence finding. The official added the administration was confident in its determination. Iran state media has not suggested any attack is imminent. Iranian officials could not immediately be reached for comment. Exhausted emergency workers are going around the clock in western North Carolina to clear roads, restore power and phone service, and reach people stranded by Hurricane Helene. The storm has killed at least 133 people. That number is expected to rise. Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center is watching Tropical Storm Kirk in the Atlantic.
There's still a lot of uncertainty. You know, we're not even particularly certain it will form. Right now it's a pretty safe bet to say it's going to be wetter than average over portions of Florida, but specific hazards are really unknown.
Dock workers at 36 ports from Maine to Texas are on strike. The snarling of supply chains could lead to shortages and higher prices if the strike lasts for more than a few weeks. The Labor Department says job openings rose unexpectedly in August as the labor market continues to show resilience. Tim Walz and J.D. Vance will be on stage in New York tonight for the first and possibly last vice presidential debate. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are pulling back from their record highs on Wall Street as investors worry that tensions in the Middle East could get worse. The S&P 500 was down 1.2% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index set its 43rd all-time high of the year a day earlier. The Dow lost 313 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.9%. Oil prices rose sharply on concerns that a possible conflict between Iran and Israel could lead to disruptions in the flow of crude oil from the region. Treasury yields fell following an encouraging update on inflation in Europe. Seth Sutel, New York.
Sony's PlayStation Network went down for hours, frustrating gamers around the world who complained they weren't able to sign on to their accounts. PlayStation Network said on its website, some services are experiencing issues. The website was updated with a message that said, all services are up and running. The outage was resolved. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.